Okay, we are up to the fourth parak, fourth of fifth of five parakim, fourth parak of Maseches Beitza, parak HaMevi. First Mishnah discusses, continuing from the topics of the last parak, first Mishnah discusses actions that we're not supposed to do in the normal way on Yantif, because it represents a zilzul of Yantif, it's too much tircha on Yantif, and that's why we're supposed to do it in unusual ways. Says the Mishnah, HaMevi kadayayin mimakom lamakom, if somebody is schlepping big containers of wine from place to place, and Rashi quotes, this is not a tchum issue, we're within the tchum, or there's an eruv, so there's no issue of carrying outside the tchum here. The only issue is the tircha. So Rashi, the Gemara, the Mishnah says, lo yuvim besalu bakupa, you shouldn't bring them in a basket or in a large container, and carrying big loads at once, where you could put a bunch of containers in a box and carry them, because that looks like it's regular carrying bundles like on a weekday. Aval maybe oksefo, you could bring one or two single containers on your shoulder, which is an unusual way to do it. And even though you're going to be carrying less, but everybody will realize that you're doing it specifically letzarach yantif, and therefore it's mutter because you're carrying less at one time. Olafanov, or carry some in your hand in front of you. Again, that's an unusual way, and that's why it is mutter. V'chein, and also hamolich hasateven, also if you're not wine, but if you're carrying straw in order to bring it to your house, you're going to use it for firewood, right? You can make a fire on Yantif, or you're going to use it to feed your animals. Lo yavshil asakupa lacho, Rav, you should not put the bundle and carry it on your back, because again, that's the normal way of carrying items on a weekday. And Rashi quotes Gnai Yantif. It's a Gnai because it appears like you're doing a lot of work and you're doing it to take it far away. So you shouldn't put it over your shoulder. Again, you can carry it a little bit in your hands and bring it into your house that way, because we're supposed to do it differently than we normally do on a weekday. It finishes the Mishnah. I am allowed to start taking straw from the pile of straw in my yard, aremas ateven, avalo beitzim shabam muksa, but I'm not allowed to take wood from my storage pile of wood. The Gemara is going to explain how these two lines seem to contradict each other. The first part of the line says you're allowed to take from the straw pile, seems to say there's no issue of muksa. You have a straw pile in your backyard that you did not designate, you're allowed to take from it. And the next line says, but you can't take from your wood pile. So there is muksa. So what is this Mishnah assuming? The Gemara is going to work out that last line. Okay, so that's what the Mishnah says. You should always do change your behavior in order to make it make sure that it's not a zilzul of Yantif. Says the Gemara, Tana, im yefshar lashanos mutter. If it's impossible to change your normal way of carrying, why would it be impossible? Why would it be impossible? You could always change the way. So Rashi explains that you're having a lot of guests and you're in a rush and you have to get the wine in. Let's say everybody's waiting for you to make kiddush and you have to bring the wine in from the yard outside and nobody's going to wait for you. You have to make a lot of trips. Rashi says zimin orchim harbe v'tzarach lahavi harbe biyachad. You have to bring a lot together. So the mutter. So if it's impossible, then it is mutter to do it in the normal way. Again, we're not talking about a daraisa here. We're talking about a zilzul of yantif. So maybe you could say that if there are a lot of guests waiting for you and you're schlepping it, so maybe everybody will realize why you're doing it in the usual way. But again, if one can, then one should try to be mishana and do it in an unusual way. Askin Rava ben Mechuza. Rava made a takana in Mechuza. The daru beduchka, the daru berigla. So we're going to have all the different ways that you normally carry it. You should do it in a different way. The daru beduchka, those who usually carry it beduchka, duchka like dochik, it means heavy with difficulty. Those who usually carry with difficulty, meaning you usually carry big bundles, ladaru berigla. So then carry it in an easier way. Rigla, Rashi explains, is a type of a pole or a fork that you put over your shoulders, and you're able to carry bundles on each side, but it's a little easier to carry with this tool, this rigla, than carrying it with your hands and schlepping it. So Rava says you should do it in this other way, and Rashi says because this is a shinui lahakel. Generally, if you can, you're supposed to be mishana to make it an easier form of carrying, so it's less tirchan yantav. So that's what Rava said. If you usually carry beduchka, you should carry berigla. The dar berigla, let's say you usually carry berigla, usually carry already with this type of pitchfork, ladar ba'agra. Then you should carry with another person. Agra Rashi here explains that you should carry with two different people on a pole. And that also is a shini lahakel, it's a little easier to carry it that way. And it's less of a tirchen zilzul of yantif. the Dara Ba'agra, the Dara Ba'achba. Somebody who usually carries it Ba'agra, you usually carry with two people. The Dara Ba'achba, then carry it Ba'achba, Rashi explains, is a type of pole that you could carry in your hand. And again, it is a different way to do the carrying on Yontif. Rashi does here, though, explain that this one is not easier. Right? It's not easier to carry with this hand type of pole than with two people. But again, here you don't have a choice. You'd rather do a shinui, even if it's equal type of tircha. But again, the ikar is to do something different on Yontif so that you and other people realize that it is Yontif. Again, we have to remember the times of in the Mishnah, the times of the Gemara, Yontif looked a little different than it does today. You went to the stores to get your meat, you shechted on Yontif. It wasn't clear that it was Yontif. There weren't cars that weren't being used. So the Chazal wanted to make specific laws in order to differentiate between weekday activities and Yontif activities. So this is another way to do it in terms of carrying things. You should do it differently when you bring your items in. Finally, the last one, the Dara Ba'achba. If somebody usually uses this hand pole, so what should he change to? Nifros Sudra Ilave. So what he could do is to put a garment, put a handkerchief over the wine barrel. That also is a shinui. You don't really need it there, but, you know, put it over there, and then it'll be clear that it's L'shem it's Yantif, and you're doing something differently today. V'im lo afshar. And if it's impossible to do a shinui, so... how is it impossible? So earlier, v'im lo afshar meant, the first lines of the Gemara meant, if you have guests, you don't have time to do the schlepping, to take more time. So here, that can't mean that, because it just means you do it the same way, just in a different way. So v'im lo afshar here means, let's say you don't have a sudar, you don't have a handkerchief to put on the barrel. So v'shari, so then again, in that case, also it's mutter. These takanos, these laws of changing the normal way to behavior, is not going to be ma'akev. It's not going to prevent you that if you can't do it, then we're not going to let you do it, and you're going to be prevented from having Simchas Yontif. We didn't go, Rava didn't go that far. So if it's EF Shaloshanos Mutter, so then you can carry it in the normal way. Says the Gemara. Right, and again, Tosfos here points out that even sometimes it can be even a little harder. Rashi emphasized that it's easier to do all these shinuyim. The top Tosfos on the fourth line, Elanir, that filu mach mid yoser, mikol makom lo chai shina kivet de meshanem derechol. The ikar here is the shinui. The ikar here is doing it differently, even if it means a little more exertion, but still the ikar is so that it doesn't appear like you're doing actions that are usually done on a weekday. Amar le Rav Chanan bar Rava le Rav Ashi. We always try to do things differently on Yontif, right? As much as you can be Mishana. Vahahani Nashi. Ay, what about the women? The Kamalyan Chatzvayu Maya Biyamatava. What about the women who fill their big jugs with water? They go down to the well and they fill it with water. Right? And nobody says boo to them. They fill it in the normal way. They shlev them up in the normal way. So, you know, is that appropriate? I thought you're supposed to do a shinui when it comes to Yadif. Amalei. So, Rav Ashi answers him, Yishun Delo Efshar. Because there, you don't have a choice. What are you supposed to do? How are you supposed to change how the women who are schlepping up these jugs are supposed to do anything differently? Hey, Chilevitz. Let's see. What are the choices? What can the women do in order to be Mishana? Tamalia b'chatzva rabba, tamalia b'chatzva zuta. If they normally use the large jugs, they should use the small jugs. Kamafsha b'hilucha. So that's not good because that'll make them make so many more trips. And making so many more trips would be inappropriate. So rather use the bigger ones. Though, even though remember in the Mishnah, we did point out that maybe sometimes making more trips is not as bad. That's what we said in the Mishnah. Maybe bring out Ksefo. But again, maybe here it's a little different. Here you have to make even more trips. We're showing him discuss why is this different than the Mishnah. But either way, says the Gemara, if they usually carry big jugs, make them carry small jugs, so that would be balanced by the fact that you'll have to make more trips. That wouldn't be a good option. Tamalia b'chatzva zuta, tamalia b'chatzva rabba. What about if they usually carry with small jugs, so they make them carry with big jugs? That's a good one. So the Gemara says, no, kamafshi b'masui. So then they're going to be carrying up from the well, and they're going to be schlepping, it's going to be so heavy. So there's going to be a balance. You're changing one tircha for another tircha. So again, what option is there for these women to be Mishana? So says the Gemara, tichas ye benachtama, maybe put a lid on it. Usually when you carry water up from the well, there's no cover on it, so just put a lid on it. So maybe that's the option. Tichas ye benachtama, says the Gemara, no. Zimnin denafil va'asila asuye. That's also no good because maybe the lid's going to fall off. And then you're going to end up carrying the lid. So therefore, that's also not an option that we want to do. Tikterei. Maybe we should tie the lid on. Tie the lid. Again, it's not a metal lid like in the olden days. It's a more maybe a leather kind of lid. So tie the lid on so it won't fall off. Zimnin de mifsik v'asel mikterei. No, because then you're going to be so focused on keeping this lid on. Let's say it gets untied, you might come to then tie it. And tying it is kasher, is a nisa daraisa on Shabbos and Yontif. Right? Kshira is not a melechas ochal nefesh. So again, we're still stuck. So one option, remember, Rav Chanan and Bar Rava asked Rav Ashi, you know, how could these women carry it up from the well in the normal way? So Rav is answering, you know, what do you want them to do? You haven't given me an option yet. So last try, Tifro Sudri Ilave, do you want them to put a handkerchief, put a garment over the barrel? So Zinin de Mitmish B'maya V'asil Eschita. No, so then maybe there's another problem, because maybe the garment on top will go into the water, it'll become wet, and you might come to squeeze it out. And that's also an issur d'oraisa of shechita, of squeezing out. So hilkach lo efshar. Therefore, there is no other option. So as the Gemara said twice already, if it's possible to do a type of shinui, great, wonderful, do that shinui. But if you don't have a choice, let's say you don't have time, you have a lot of guests, or you don't have a garment, or you're worried that the garment's going to get wet, so then in all those cases, we don't say that you have to be prevented from Simchas Yatif. You could do it even without a shidur. Period. So Tosfos here discusses how we fit the two Gemaras that we just had together. Up above, the Braisa had said that if you can do the shinui of putting a garment over the barrel, then do that. That's called the shinui. And here, in this conversation that Rava just had, Ravashi just had with Chanan bar Rava, he says, you can't put the garment over there because you're worried about shechita. So, are you worried about tzchita? You're not worried about tzchita. That's Tosfos' question. V'im Tomar. Tosfos in Dir Maskel Zimnin. V'ha Amar Nifro Sudri Lave V'lo Chashin L'di Tzchita. What do you mean? Earlier we said putting a garment on top of the barrel is a good option. And now we're saying it's not a good option because you're worried about tzchita. Tosfos gives two answers. V'yesh Lomar D'la'el Mayri B'chavit Shesasim Kulo U'piv Tzar V'lekach Lo Chashin L'di Tzchita. Maybe the earlier Gemara was talking about a barrel which had a very small top. So it wasn't going to fall in. Okay. Hechi Timsi. So it's a special case that Tosfos comes up with. But then Tosfos has a more fundamental answer. V'yod yesh lomar, says Tosfos. Tosfos says this, that there are two types of shechita. There's shechita, we mentioned this in the past, there's a shechita, a squeezing which is in the category of dash, and there's a shechita in the category of libun. Halacha l'maisa. There are two kinds when you squeeze something out on Shabbos and Yontif. Which malacha are you doing? There's a shechita of libun, cleaning, you're cleaning the garment, as we mentioned, like part of the cleaning cycle, like in a regular modern day, but it's easier to think about 100 years ago, before they had washing machines. So what they do, first you soak the baguette, then you agitated cycle, right, you scrub it in the water, and then you squeeze out the water. Squeezing out the water is the final stage of the cleaning cycle. That's also cleaning. So one type of shechita is shechita shel libun, number one. But then there's another type of shechita, shechita of dash, just like you're not allowed to squeeze out. Dash is the malach of threshing. But included in dash is shechitas peiro, squeezing out fruit, squeezing out lemons. All of that is included in the malacha of shechita of dash. That's not cleaning anything. So how do you know the difference? When is it shechita of dash and when is it shechita of libun? So one of the big simanim, what the difference is that what's the liquid coming out? Is it a clear liquid or is it a dirty liquid? If it's a dirty liquid, you're not doing libun. If you're squeezing out grape juice from a shirt, that's not libun because you're not cleaning the shirt. It's probably making it even more dirty. That's the shechita of dash if you're interested in getting the juice out. Shechita of libun is water. If you have water, if you have Sprite, if you have some type of clear liquid and that's squeezing out, that's the shechita of libun. Those are the two types of shechita. So says Tosfos, that's the two different cases. Here we're talking about carrying the water up from the well. So it's mayim. So that's why you're worried about shechita of libun. Because what's going to happen is the beggar's going to fall into the water and you're going to squeeze it out. The water's going to go on the floor. But it's still going to be asa daraisa. Why? Because that's the shechita of libun. Who cares if the water's going li'ibud? This is the shechita of libun. That's so when you squeeze the water out, it's going to be shechita. But earlier, what were we talking about? We're talking about wine. That shechita is the dash shechita. So Tosfos assumes, so therefore there, what are you going to do? It's going to fall into the wine, you're going to squeeze it out onto the floor. That's not going to be a malacha daraisa, because the wine is going le'ibud. It's getting lost. And if it's getting lost, that's why it's not going to be a problem. That's Tosfos said, the difference is the Gemara between the shechita of dash and the shechita of libun. There is a question, I saw it in the Mincha Shlomo on the Tosfos. Why aren't we worried that you're going to squeeze out the wine over the barrel so the wine goes back in? And it's not holy libun. Why are we only worried that you're going to squeeze it out onto the floor? So Tosfos doesn't explain, but he just seems, Tosfos assumes that this, it's not going to be an amalacha because it's going to be holach l'ibur. Remember we discussed years ago, when we discussed the schit avdash, we discussed baby wipes. The big discussion of baby wipes, about when the liquid comes out of the baby wipes, is there any issue? Again, we had post-gim on from one side to the other side. Is it better to use the very wet ones? Is it better to use the very dry ones? Is there no problem at all? Is there a problem by everything? So I can look back at the notes of that discussion, but that's the schita of dash. That's where we had that discussion. Okay, so that's two answers. How do you put the two Gemaras together? The early Gemara, which seems to say that there is no problem with putting the garment on. You don't have to be worried about anything. And the later Gemara, which seems to say that there is a problem. Okay, let's continue. Amrei Rava bar Rav Chanan wa Abaya Tanan. We learned in a Mishnah later on in Beitza. We're going to get up to it next week. We don't have too much left. Week and a half left to Beitza. Tanan, ein mitapchen velo ein misapchen ve ein merakdin. You're not allowed to clap on Yontif or Shabbos. The Ein Mesapkin. You're not allowed. Mesapkin is begging your hand against your leg. The Ein Mesapkin, but Ein Merakdin. And you're not allowed to dance. No clapping, no dancing, no clapping your hand against your leg on Yontif. Why? What was the reason this was asserted? So, Gzeira, if you come to do that, then you might come to... Remember what the issue was? To fix an instrument, be involved in musical instruments, and that is not allowed, so it's a gzeira. Gzeira, you're not allowed to do this on Shabbos or Yontif. We'll talk about it more, halachalais, in a minute. V'ha idna, let's just finish the Gemara first. V'ha idna, d'cha chazina, d'avdin hachi, v'lo amina, v'lo midi. Once we're talking about things that people are doing wrong, and why aren't we saying anything to them, so we'll throw in something else. Right, we spoke about the issue of carrying the barrels. That was the Yontif issue. So now we extend that a little bit. We see people clapping and dancing and doing everything. So why don't we ever say anything to them? So Amar Lei, what do you mean? Ula Taimeich, I have a better question for you. Hada Amar, or another question for you. Hada Maraba, lo leisi vinish apumet alachaya. We know there's halacha, we learned in Maseches Erevin, that if one has an alleyway that is surrounded by three walls, a mavui sasum, on the fourth side, the alleyway, that side that's open to Rosh Hashanah, I need some type of lechi or kora, some type of pole or board across, in order to remind me that I'm going to Rosh Hashanah here. That's halacha midi rabbanan, that's what it's needed. So Chazal say, one should not sit right at the edge. One should not sit at the edge. Why? Because what might happen? You're going to want to sit there, you want to get a breeze. What's going to happen? Because let's say you'll drop something. You'll be holding a sefer. You'll be holding anything, and you'll drop it. You drop it into Rosh Hashanah, and then you'll end up carrying it back in. So don't take any chances. Don't sit at the edge. Don't sit at the opening of the alleyway. Why? Dilma migneder lechefetz. Maybe one of your objects will roll out. And you'll bring it in. And you're going to bring it in from Rosh Hashanah to Rosh Hashanah Daraisa. You're right. Midra Rabbanan, you need a lechi or a korah. But really, it's surrounded by three walls. It's a Rosh Hashanah Yachad Araisa. So I, and that people say not to do, the Chazal say not to do that. V'ha hani nashi d'shaklin chitzvayu. But these same women that carry their jugs, v'azlim yasad apuva d'mavua, they go sit there and schmooze there on the edge. That's where they meet on Yontif. They sit at the edge, v'lo amina lo v'lo midi, and we don't say anything to them. So just like you're worried, you're asking about the clapping and the dancing, so why aren't you worried about this case? They're also sitting by the edge. Ella, so what do you say? Hanach lemli Yisrael. Actually, let's leave that, because that's a big sugya. But that's the question, so why don't we say anything to them? So the answer's going to be in a second. First, let's talk about the clapping, dancing issue for a minute. So there's a famous Tosfos here. Tosfos here, Dibur Maskal Tanan. Tosfos says, Pirish Rashi, Shemi Yisakin Klei Shir. Right, the reason they're not allowed to clap or bang your hand against your leg, or dance, as Rashi says, because maybe you'll fix a clay shear. Umiyu says Tosfos. If you write in your Gemara, this is one to underline. L'didon shari. According to us, Bizman Hazeh, it is mutter. T'dafka b'yemehem, shoy b'kiyan lasus clay shear shaykh l'migzar. And in those days, they knew how to fix instruments on the spot. Everybody wasn't so difficult. So that's why they were gozer in that case. Aval l'didon. Who of us knows how to fix a guitar? Who of us knows how to fix any instrument? It's much more sophisticated instruments. So therefore it says Tosfos, the Gzeira does not apply anymore. That is Tosfos. And the big kasha on Tosfos is, we learned earlier on Daf Hey, we learned there's a principle called Davar Shebe Minyan, Tzorach Minyan Acher Lahatiro, right? Three different makoros there. Something that is asered, Chazal made a takana, a Gzeira sometime in history, so then that's it, it's finished. You can just because the reason doesn't apply anymore. What, taking medicine on Shabbos? So we don't grind medicine on Shabbos. Whoever said that the Gzeira doesn't apply anymore of Shechikas Hamamanim? So what's Tosfos talking about? Right? What's Tosfos talking about? So earlier we had, Tosfos did say on that same daf that there is a different kind of case. There's something called, the Gemara there said, right, if there is a specific situation, the Mitzias which doesn't exist. For example, okay, so Tosfos talk about? Not Duchen. Well, Duchen, that was The snakes, Mayim Agulim. If you have water and that you are at Mayim Agulim, if you leave water overnight in your kitchen, could you drink it the next day? Yes, it's mutter. There's an Isra Mayim Agulim in the Gemara. It says Tosfos, no. So there's a Mitzias. There's no snakes. So that's where we assume that's a case that that wouldn't apply anymore because it's not really a reason. It's a situation. It's a Mitzias. Or Tosfos also said there was a bunch of dangerous people that the Chavrai, the Gemara there spoke about how you shouldn't bury people on the second day of Yontif because the people who you work for are going to see that you're doing this. They're going to say, why aren't you working for us? You're allowed to do this. So again, if that situation changes, things might change. But here, it's a reason given. Shemi Sakin Kleshir. So the Beis Yosef says it must be that Tosfos thinks that this is like Mayim Agulim. This is Mayim Agulim. It's like just like the snakes are in here, so that we don't make Kleshir anymore with Vanazeh. But it's a big chiddush in Tosfos. Tosfos says this. But for whatever reason, Tosfos says it. The Ramah quotes it. In Shilamites. The Ramah quotes the Beis Yosef does not. The Rosh Shulchan Aruch after quoting Tosfos and Shilamites and saying he must think it's like Mayim Agulim, he says other Rishonim don't say this. And he quotes from the Maharik, which is also quoted by the Magen Avraham there. Maharik says, on Simchas Torah you're allowed to dance, says the Maharik. Why? Because it's Kavod HaTorah. Kavod HaTorah you're allowed to dance on Simchas Torah. But says the Beis Yosef, mashma that it's only a din in Kavod HaTorah. It's not like the whole din doesn't apply to Zman HaZeh. It's just a din in Kavod HaTorah. Says mashma the Maharik and other Rishonim, other Mepharshim do not hold to that. So the Beis Yosef does not quote anything changed with Zman HaZeh. So that's what the Shulchan Aruch says. You can't clap in the normal way. He says, Ulasafi klachar yad mutter. You want to clap backwards? Like some people go like this. Right, so then that's mutter. But clapping, says the Shulchan Aruch, in the normal way is not allowed. But the Ramah quotes Tosfos. The Ramah quotes the Yesh Omrim de Bizman Azeh Hakol Shari de Einon Abakiy Basiyas Kleshir Velekel Mitzvah Shem Yisakin Kleshir de Moshe Loshchiyachuhu V'Yefshar Shalzeh Noagu LaHakel Bakol Tosfos Reish Perak Amevi. So he doesn't have the greatest Lachatchila Lashon, but he says Efshar that this is why the reason people are Megal. So again, there's a Rav Moshe. Yeah. So what about the Duchen and the Ksuva? Right, so those, we said, are examples of where there was a Xera that was built in, and those went against another halacha. Right, the Duchening went against, right, the fact that a Kohen with a Bali Mumin, don't Duchen, what do you say? What? With a Bali Mum, with a Mum on his hands, we said, because they put a Talis over their hand, so that's why the Shulchan Aruch says that could change, because that was up against another mitzvah, it was a tchi of another mitzvah of Asiyah, the mitzvah of Duchening, or the mitzvah of, what was the other example that you just gave? By the Ksuba, by the Ksuba's Ban and Dichrin, right, that was in the Rush. So those were examples that we gave that by certain takonas d'rabanan, Rav Shekler said this, so takonas d'rabanan, it must be that the reason is built in. The reason is built in, so then once the reason doesn't apply, then the gzera wouldn't apply. But again, you have to know where Chazal, maybe Tosfos assumes like that. Tosfos assumes that this is an example of that, where the reason is built in, but what's the mitzvah that you're not doing? What's Simchas Yantif? Simchas Yantif is hard. It's not a real mitzvah that you're not doing. So Ramosh has a tshuva about this in Aruch Chaim, in Chelek Beis and Kuf, where he talks about this Tosfos, and he's metameh, like everybody else, like Hakadov, Vine Lachor, Divya Tosfos Tumuin. Avim Nema should be a man, or Ibakin, Lassus Kleshir, Al Kapanim, Starvashim Minion. How can you say it's Aser? So Ramosha has a Chiddush. Ramosha says, Vinir Lani is Daiti, says, you know what happened? Shatam Hu, Dinechshiva Kilo Pashta Hagzera. You consider this law as a Gzera that did not take hold. Av Shekvar Pashav Yemeim, even though it really did take hold, it was not a Gemara. Avakivan Shachshav, Nishtane mikefisha haya biyemehem shenistalek hatam lo nechshav kemisha pashta. Since bizman hazeh, says Rav Moshe, it's not a common. Everybody claps and everybody people dance. You go to a simcha. Sometimes people dance at the simcha at an upper at a bar mitzvah. So says Rav Moshe, because people do it, so now it has the status of lo pashta bekula. It's not nispashit in Klal Yisrael, and that's why it's allowed to change, which is a big chiddush, because it was nispashit in Bizmana Gemara. And again, Rav Moshe ends off, this is how I explain Tosfos in the Ramah, but still, you should know, I don't think it's such a good idea. Zeo mashenir latarchi the Tosfos v'Ramah, avokiva shamachaber palig, we mentioned the Shulchan Aruch, uptama Tosfos enu barur, hayim in aroy lahachmir, l'chol apachos l'bali nefesh, avaladino hachazinon shemekilim. So that's Rav Moshe, but again, if somebody's at a simcha, it can't be difficult not to take part, so then yesh yishmachim Hakel, Yishma Yisham Miyam Alismuch, it's a Tosfos, it's a Ramah. For whatever reason they say it, they do say it. But if one has the choice, maybe not. There's one other choice, one other point that will continue. The Minchas Alazar. The Minchas Rebbe has a shuva about this also, where he says all the Rebbes are dancing and farbrengens and the tishes on Shabbos and Yontif. Chas v'shalom, we can say they're doing anything wrong. So he has a nice shuva about this. And at the end, he says, maybe, Yesh Lomar, She'eno Mitzvah, he says, Lotzorach Mitzvah. He says, right there, he says, Lotzorach Kavanah Torah, any, some Tzorach Mitzvah, then it's going to be allowed. So he says, Yesh Lomar, Kivan She'eno Mitzvah L'chol Adam, Rach L'misha Boer Bekirbo Rishpei Eish Shal Heves Hashem, Simchas Yantif, Asher In Chilanu, Avalola Kol Adam, Hu Tircha, Ve'eno Simcha Shal Mitzvah, Me'eno Choshek La. Says the Minchas Elazar, if you are the type of person who has such Simchas Yantif and the fire burns in you when you dance and you have to dance, then you could do it. That's Simchas Yantif, that's Tzorach Mitzvah. For everybody else who sits on the side, like, oh, how can they dance? Right? So they're the halachis, litfish, not, you don't want to dance. Okay, so you're not allowed to dance. You can't get into it, so you're not allowed to. Says, oh, but for the Rebbes, this is their yantiv. There's this fire burning in them. So for them, it's mitzvah for their lecharke of a lyrical lesmach ba'avas Hashem b'shabbos v'yantiv ve'ein lahara achareim chas v'shalom. So yeah, it says maybe it's a chiluk. It depends if you get into it. If you could get into it, then it's okay. If you're not going to get into it, you're just going to do it to be dancing to be yotzei, but you can't wait to sit down, right? So then maybe it shouldn't be allowed. Anyway, that's his discussion. Okay, let's go back to the Gemara. So says the Gemara, how do we get into this? Remember, so we're talking about people who do things wrong and people aren't saying anything to them. So first the Gemara said, how can it be that people are carrying their, first the Gemara said carrying their lids, carrying their barrels up the mountain without doing a shinui? So they said there's no other option. So then the Gemara says, how could people be clapping and dancing and nobody says anything to them? Ulutameich, so Rabbi said back to them, but what do you mean? People also sit on the edge of the Mavli. And nobody says anything to them. What's the answer? Ella, now we're back, I'll right across from Tosfos. Ella, Hanach Lehem Yisrael, you know, leave those Jews. Mutav Shi Yishogegin Va'al Yiyu Mezidin. Famous principle, better that they do it unintentionally rather for them to do it intentionally because they're not going to listen to us anyway. Mutav Shi Yishogegin Va'al Yiyu Mezidin. We say that by the Mavui case, so Achanami, so to hear by the dance and clapping case, Hanach Lehem Yisrael, Mutav Shi Yishogegin Va'al Yiyu Mezidin. Right, better for them to do a b'shogeg and not tell them. V'hani mili b'drabanan. This only applies by drabanans, the Gemara first assumes. By isuri drabanan, you could say, you know what, they're not going to listen to me, so I'm not even going to tell them. I will be d'oraisa lo, but by d'oraisas, by misa d'oraisa, then for sure you have to tell them. But then the Gemara says, no. V'lohi, no, it doesn't matter. Lo shna b'daraisa, v'lo shna b'drabanan. Even by d'oraisas, lo amrina lo v'lo midi, we shouldn't tell them. Where do you see an example of this? The Tosefas Yom Kippurim. Tosefas Yom Kippur. The adding on to the time of Yom Kippur, d'oraisahu, that is learned out from a pasuk. It's d'oraisa. Tosefes Yom Kippurim, right? We had it in Mesechas Yuma, we had it in Mesechas Psachim, in Nisa, Benat Yosechem, Betisha Lachodesh, Me'erev at Erev, right? So that's what you learn from that pasuk, Tosefes Yom Kippur. The Achli, Vishasu at Chashecha Shechashecha, and these women eat and drink all the way right until Mamish, the night time. They do not fulfill Tosefes Yom Kippur. V'lomin aluhu v'lomidi, and then nobody says anything to them. So you see, even by d'oraisas, you have this principle of mutav shei shogegin va'al yumizid. Okay, two important discussions that we need to have on this gemara. Number one, mutav shei shogegin. So first of all, the Rishonim say, this is only a case where you know vade, they're not going to listen. Only if you know vade, the person's not going to listen. If you don't think there's a chance that they can listen, you have to say. Because again, this principle of mutav shei shogegin has to be balanced with the mitzvah d'oraisa of tochacha. Each one of us has a mitzvah to give tochacha to our friends, to our fellow Jews. So when do you apply mutav shei shogegin? When do you apply the mitzvah of tochacha? So first of all, if there's any chance that the mitzvah of tochacha can work, can be successful, then one has to try that. A couple of other limits. The Ritva here, quoting the Shidduch Kabbat, says this only applies where somebody's doing it b'shogeg. If somebody's doing it b'shogeg, then you have a principle of mutav shei shogegin. But if somebody's doing it b'mezid, so then you have to be mochiach them. So we do it amazing. But that way, the kimon da'adi b'shogeg, better not to tell them. Aval milsa the kimon da'adi di isura. You know they know the isur. V'yavdim b'mezid, lasik l'hai taima. And if you don't say anything, if you don't say anything to them, and they don't get b'mezid, so then you get a veira too. Klai Yisrael ravim zelazeh. You have to try to help them. Again, they might not listen. But you have at least to try once. You have to at least try once. Give them tocha once, if they don't get b'mezid. If they don't listen, then they don't listen. That is not your achrayis anymore. That is what the Ritva here says. And then there's another limit. In the Rashi quotes the Sefer Itur, which other Rishonim quote as well, and that is, what does the Gemara here say? It even applies by Do'orises, but it only applies by Do'orises that are not Mefurish Bekra. Not explicit in the Torah. If something is explicit in the Torah, then you have to say. And that's quoted, that Itur is quoted in the Ramah. The Ramah quotes as the Nuchas Yom Kippur. The Ramah says, V'dafka She'eno Mefurish Batorah, Afal Pi Shehu Do'orisa, Avalinhu Mefurish Batorah, Mochin B'yadam. It's Mufurish Batorah. That's not what the Gemara. Here we're talking about Tosefes Yom Kippur. That's learned that from a drasha. But if it's not learned that from a drasha, if it's Mufurish Batorah, lo sigzol. See somebody stealing. Lo, right? Doing averish, shatnis, whatever it is. If it's Mufurish Bakra, so then you have a chiyuv to say something. So that is a couple of limits on the principle of Mutav Sheishogin Va'al Yimazidin. The Bir Halacha here also talks about another case. We just said from the Ritva that if it's their B'mezid, you have to tell them. But the Bir Halacha says Vada, you should know. That which the Ramah says that you have a chiyuv to say something to somebody, that's somebody who happens to be doing something. It's not like he's kavua or mechal Shabbos. He happens to be doing something. He doesn't know the halacha, so you can say something. Or if he even knows the halacha, but doesn't always do it. Those though who are rachman al islam have thrown off the entire yoke of Torah, could go on mechal Shabbos before Hesya, or ochel nevelos lahachis. Somebody who's dafka alahachisnik, so then kfar yatsa michlala misecha ve'ina mechuyav lochicha. So then you don't have any more mitzvah tochacha. If somebody went to yeshiva, rachman al islam, and somebody's totally machal Shabbos before Hesya now, and he's doing things lahachis and knows everything, so then you don't have any more chiyav of tochacha. Okay, if there's any way that I can befriend him and try to show him the beauty of Torah, the avas haTorah, then wonderful. But it says the Bir Halacha, in that case, the mitzvah of tochacha doesn't apply anymore because he's not a misecha anymore. Ochiach tochiach es hamisecha, and he's not a mischa b'mitzvahs anymore. So that's why there's no chiyav of tochacha anymore. Okay, that's mutav sheishogin v'al yimazidin. But the Gemara gave the example. What example did the Gemara give? Tosefes Yom Kippur. That these women, you know, eat and drink all the way until right before Yom Kippur, and we don't say anything to them. So the Pnei Yeshua here asks, Tosefes Yom Kippur, is learned that from an assay? It's learned that from a Tosefes, it's learned that like the puzzle that I just quoted before, Vinisim is Asher Seichem. So why isn't it Zman Grama? Why Vinisim Asher Seichem? Why Tosefes Yom Kippur? You have to fast on Yom Kippur, fine, but what about Tosefes Yom Kippur? Who says they're Mechuyiv? Who says the Mechuyiv? Says the Pnei Yeshua. So the Pnei Yeshua says, that the Yesh L'Yashev, and it's a Chiddush, you have to remember this for Zman Grama Sugyas, the Avagav de Balashan Aseiksiv, even though it's said in the form of an Asay, it's not from an Asay, but it's really about not doing something. Mikol Makom, Kivan Davi Sheva Al Tase, Lo Havi Bichlam Mitzvazesha Zman Grama. Says the Bnei Yeshua, Chiddush, whenever you have an Asay not to do something, it's not such a common thing, but if you have an Asay not to do something, then even women are included. So that applies by maybe Shabbason, right? So the Gemara, according to this, wouldn't have had to come onto the just like the Mechuyiv and the Los Asays, the Mechuyiv and the Asays. Maybe that's how he understands that Gemara. That whenever you have an Asay that is about not doing something, says the Pnei Yeshua, that is not included in the principle of Mrs. Asay Shaz Mangra. Okay, one more point. This we mentioned a couple of years ago, 2 years ago, Shabbos Shuvah. We mentioned this Torah Tamima. The Torah Tamima says that there's a big discussion about the mitzvah of eating on Erev Yom Kippur. We discussed it 2 years ago, and that is there a mitzvah? There is a mitzvah that rises to eat. So is it Mishum Hachana? Is it because HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives us a mitzvah to eat? He knows we're going to be fasting, so he wants to give us a mitzvah to eat. That's what Rashi and the Rosh say. Or is it a din of Simchas Yantif? Really, we should have a Suda on Yom Kippur, says Rabbeinu Yonah. But you know what? We can't eat on Yom Kippur. So what do? We're Makdim. We make the Suda or Alif, but really eating on Erev Yom Kippur is really Suda's Yom Kippur. So that's the Chakir that we had with many Nafkaminas. One of the Nafkaminas suggested is women. Are women obligated in the mitzvah of eating on Erev Yom Kippur? So if it's a mitzvah of Simchas Yantiv, it's a mitzvah, so then maybe not. Maybe they're not Mechuyiv, because this is Zman Grama. But if it's Hachana for the fast, they're just like Mechuyiv in the fast, before they're Mechuyiv earlier. So there are a number of Makaris about that. Says the Torah Tzmima, Argamar is a riot that of course they're Chayiv in it. Why? Because what are these? Women are always much more medactic in mitzvahs than men are. Right? Women doing mitzvahs, they're always medactic. They always tell us what to do. So what are they doing here? Eating all the way until Yom Kippur, Mamish? What are they eating so much for? What, they can't control themselves? They're eating on Erev Yom Kippur? Says the Torah Tamima, it must be that no, they know the Pnei Yeshua. It doesn't say that. But they know that this is a Zman Grama that they're obligated in. So they're so mechabiv the mitzvah. They're so excited about this mitzvah. And therefore they're eating all the way till the last second. So he says, haraya, they're mechuyiv in the mitzvah. That's after all, we'll explain their behavior. Okay, that's a raya pura, but it's a suggestion of a raya. Yeah? It doesn't say nashi, but all the Rishonim and the Mefarshim understand it as women. Hani, just like all the other Gemaras on this Amud are women, right? When the Ramah quotes this, he says nashim sheochlos v'shosos asher hashecha v'hein einon yodos hadin. Right, so that's how the Gemara is understood. It doesn't say the word nashi, right? I noticed that yesterday, but that's the halacha. Okay, let's continue now. The last line of the Mishnah had a line which we said seemed to be an inner contradiction. It said, you're allowed to start taking from the straw pile, but not from the wood pile. Mimanafshach, they're both muksa. Amar of Kahana, Zosa Meres, the first half of the line that you're allowed to start taking from the straw pile, Maschilin Ba'otzer Tchila, seems to tell us that you are allowed to take from a pile at the, to start. Mani Reb Shimon, Dilas Le Muksa. That seems like Reb Shimon, who does not hold a muksa. Ema Seifa, Avalo Beitim Shabba Muksa, but the second half of the line says, you can't take from the wood pile, Asamar Behuda. The Islay Muksa. So he holds a muksa. So which is it? Is it Reb Shimon? Is it Reb Yehuda? So Gemara says, no. Hacha, Ba'arze Va'ashuche Yaskinan. Really, it's Reb Shimon. And that's the first half of the line. What about the Eitzim? Why can't you take that? No, those are special types of wood that are used for building, for construction. The Muksa Machmas Chesron Kis. They have Filu Reb Shimon Mota. That is a high Chamor type of Muksa, Chesron Kis, something that is not used for any other purpose because of its value, and therefore even Reb Shimon would be Mota to that type of Muksa. That is version one of the Gemara. Ika Damasi La Seifa. Some say the discussion is about the second half of the line. Avalo Beitim Shabam Muksa. The Mishnah said that you can't take wood from the wood pile. Amar of Kahano, those are my Einas Klin Bosa Tchila. This is Mashma that there is a problem. Mani Rabbi Yehuda, he dislay Muksa. The second half of the line seems to be like Rabbi Yehuda. Ema Resha, but the first half of the line, Maschin Barim is a Tevin, you're allowed to take from the straw. Asam the Reb Shimon, Delaslay Muksa. So again, who is our mid that line like? Reb Shimon or Rabbi Yehuda? So Gemara says, Hasam Betivna Sarya. No, really, it's like Rabbi Yehuda. But it's talking to the type of straw that you're allowed to take is putrid type of straw, which you're not going to use for anything else except for firewood. And therefore, it's muchan. Even Rabbi Yehuda would agree that that's allowed to be, that's muchan on Yantif, because you're not going to use it for anything else other than firewood. Tivna Sarya, Achazi Latina, 1 second, says the Gemara. What do you mean? You can use it to make cement. You could use putrid straw to make cement. The Gemara says, no, this is like coat cement. It has thorns in it. So how are you going to make the cement? You're going to get your hands all bloody. So that's why the Gemara has two versions. What's the pshat of the Mishnah? Is it like Reb Shimon, but it's a type, the second half is a type of muksa that Reb Shimon agrees to? Or is it like Reb Yehuda, and it's a type of wood, straw that Reb Yehuda would agree to that is not muksa? Okay, two versions of the Gemara. Who is the author of that last line of the Mishnah? Okay, Masisin, Amid Beis, Laman Amid Beis. Says the Mishnah, on Yontif, Rashi says, we're not talking about Sukkos here. We're talking about Pesach or Shavuos or any other Yontif. It just means it's, we're not talking about a Sukkos Shal Mitzvah. Let's say you have a hut. You want to take some wood from your hut in your backyard in order to put in your fire. Says the Mishnah, you're not allowed to do it. You're not allowed to take Eitzim from the Sukkah, from the hut. We'll see why. Elam HaNasamachla, you're only allowed to take wood from close to it. Close to it, at this point, we assume that it means that there are different levels of schach on what we call schach, not halachic schach, but different types of roof on your hut. And the Mishnah says you cannot take from the lowest level of roof because that's an iser of stiras ohel. You are destroying the roof. But you're allowed to take minasamachla, meaning the stuff that's more on top, not the bottom layer. Say, ask the Gemara. Why can't you take from the lowest level of schach? Because you're destroying. You're being stiras ohel. You're destroying your a hut. Nothing to do with the mitzvah of sukkah. You're destroying a hut on yantiv. So the upper layers of schach are also roof. So, and you take off any of the roof, you're destroying. So Amar Yehuda Amar Shmuel, my samach samach litfanos. You're right. The when it says samach, you're allowed to take, that's from things that are leaning against the walls. Nothing to do with the roof. Stuff that you have extra wood that's leaning against the walls, so that you're allowed to take inside. Rav Menashe Amar, Afilu Teima B'Shein Samach Letfanos. Rav Menashe says, no, maybe even from on top. You don't have to come onto the Samach Letfanos. Kitan Yahahi Ba'asur Raisa. What are we talking about? A case where things are tied up. Meaning what? You have your regular roof of your hut, and let's say you went on Yontif afternoon, an Erev Yontif, you got a pile of wood, you got a pile of branches, you tied it up in a bundle, and you threw it just on top for storage. So that's nikar, that's in a bundle. It's nikar, that's not part of the roof. You're not being soser ahala when you take that. That's a separate package. So that's why, that's what the Mishnah is referring to, that you're allowed to take down on Yontif and use it. Okay, Tanya, Rav Chiya Bar Yosef Kamei, or Tzni, Rav Chiya Bar Yosef Kamei, Rav Yochanan, Rav Chiya Bar Yosef said the following brisa in front of Rav Yochanan. A note lemeza ben amuksa, el manasamachlo, like the Mishnah says, you can't take eitzim from the wood, from the sukkah, from the hut, except from next to it. Rav Shimon Matir, Rav Shimon though allows you to. The Gemara is going to ask how that is. Vishavin, but everybody agrees, besukas chag b'chag, shasura. Everybody agrees you can't take off any part of the sukkah. right? Because that is muksa machmas mitzvah, right? That's huksa l'mitzvah. So you can't touch the sukkah on sukkahs. V'im hisna aleha, but then the Mishnah adds, but if you made a t'nai, you made a condition before yontif started, then even regarding the sukkah, the halachic sukkah, halach kol fitzno, one would be allowed to take off part of the sukkah. So that's the brisa. So now we're going to talk about it. Reb Shimon Matir. The first part of the brisa says that Reb Shimon allows you to take off wood from the roof of your hut. He allows that. Val kasasar ala. Well, how can he do that? Aren't you destroying your ohel? So Amar of Nachman bar Yitzchak. No. Hakav v'sukkah nafelas askinan. Now the discussion is a case where you have a hut that fell down. It fell down on Yontif. Reb Shimon l'taimi delesle muksa. You have a hut that fell down. So are you allowed to use those wood pieces now? It's not an oil anymore. It fell down. So Reb Shimon there says, yes, you could take it off. Titania, because after all, the Brisa says, and this is one of the Makaris of, it doesn't hold a Muksa, Moser Hashem and Shebener V'Shebekara Aser, the Tanakama, who is Shita of Reb Yehuda, holds that if you have leftover oil in your candles, that is Aser, right, at Shabbos, because when Shabbos started, you had oil in your candles, that was all Huxali Suro, Muksa Machmas Iser, and now on Shabbos, even after the candle went out, you have some oil left over, you're not allowed to use it, that's Muksa. Reb Shimon Matir, and Reb Shimon is Matir. So the Gemara says, just like Reb Shimon does not hold a Muksa by the leftover oil in the candles, so too, he doesn't hold a Muksa when the hut falls down on Yontif, and you can use the wood for anything you want. So Gemara says, 1 minute, me dummy, can you really compare the two cases? Can you really say that Moser Shemin Shebener case is the makar, is a good source for Reb Shimon not ever holding a muksa? No, hasam adav Yoshim etzapeh. Emes ad chabanero. No, there's a big difference. Over there, where you have a candle that's lit on Erev Shabbos, Reb Shimon could say there's a natural progression of events. The natural progression of events is that a candle goes out at a certain time. So your mitzapeh, you expect it to go out, and you're hoping for leftovers. So that's where you're not maksa daito. You assume that you'll get some oil left over. So that's where he does not hold a muksa. But hacha adam yoshim mitzapeh imasai tipo sukaso. What, a person sits at the beginning of yontif saying, "Oh, I can't wait till my hut falls down." No. You have no idea it's going to fall down. So there's no raya. So maybe Reb Shimon would agree to muksa in this case. So there's no raya that he would agree in this case. So we're back to the kasha. Why does Reb Shimon allow you to take the wood from the sukkah? So we said, oh, it fell down. And he doesn't hold a muksa. What do you mean? Even if it fell down, this type of muksa he would hold of. So Amar Rabbi Nachman bar Yitzchak, hacha b'sukkah re'u askina. No, we're talking about an inferior type of hut, that will probably fall down anyway. That's a very unstable hut, and therefore you're thinking it might fall down anyway. So that's why it's ready in your mind. Okay, so that's regarding regular muksa of a hut, not about the mitzvah, not about sukkah's mitzvah. Now we talk about the next part of the brisa. We spoke about the sukkah of a shel mitzvah. So the brisa had said that, again, we got onto this whole amud, it was all about huksa, the muksa aspects of just plain wood, or the muksa aspects we're talking about now, of a sukkah's mitzvah. The shavim sukkah's chag b'chag shihi asura. The brisa said that if you have a sukkah, like we spoke about in Masechet Sukkah, if you have a sukkah on yantiv, it's asur to take anything from the sukkah, because it's huksa l'mitzvah so. But the brisa added on, v'im hisna aleha kol afitz. No, but if you made a condition before Sukkot that I am not separating myself, I want to be able to partake and get hana from the sukkah, then the condition works. Ask the Gemara, umi mahani batnai, can you make a condition about a mitzvah? You have a mitzvah. How can you make a condition about a mitzvah? If it's huksel mitzvah, so you can't make a condition that you're going to be able to use it. It's a mitzvah. It's huksel mitzvah, so you can't make conditions about that. How do you know that the wood of a sukkah are asur all 7 days? Shenemar, chag sukkah shivas yamim l'Hashem. Chag sukkah shivas yamim l'Hashem. It says the sukkah is 7 days l'Hashem, to Hashem. Betanya, Rabbi Yehuda ben Maseira Omer, and we also had in Masechet Sukkah, Rabbi Yehuda ben Maseira said, Minayim shekashim shachal shem shemayim ala chagiga, kachal shem shemayim ala sukkah. How do you know that a sukkah has the kedusha in some way of a carbon? How do you know there's a connection between the carbon chagiga and a sukkah? Tamalomar, chaga sukkah shivas yamim lashem. You have this in the same pasuk, chaga sukkahs and lashem. Ma chag lashem av sukkah lashem. So you have a comparison between sukkah and chag. So the Gemara says, how is it possible that you can make a t'nai? A sukkah has kedusha. A sukkah is a mitzvah. So what are you talking about? That you can make a t'nai condition and be able to then benefit from the sukkah on sukkahs? So the Gemara answers, Amar Ibnashe Brei Derava, Seifa Asan Lusukkah Da'ama. You're right. That last line of the Brisa is talking about a regular hut, not about a halachic sukkah. In other words, the first part of the Brisa had a machlokas between Reb Shimon and the Tanakama, whether you could take part of your hut down on Yontif. The next line of the Brisa said, everybody agrees that a sukkah shal mitzvah, you're not allowed to take part in. And then the last line is going back to the first case. The last line, v'im hisna, if you make a condition, akol v'itzno, that's going back to the first part of the brisa, not talking about a sukkah shel mitzvah. Aval sukkah de mitzvah lo mahani batzno. But you're right, you cannot make a condition on a sukkah shel mitzvah. Period. So now the Gemara says the opposite way. B'sukkah de mitzvah lo, you're not allowed to make a condition on a sukkah shel mitzvah? I thought you can. V'hatanya, we also have this brisa in sukkah. Sichacha kilchasa, if you put on tzchach properly, v'itra, and you put on all the decorations, v'kramim u'besadinim amsuyarim, you put on beautiful tapestries, v'talabeh gozim shkeinim afarisikim rimonim, you tie on nuts and quinces and pomegranates, ufarchilei anavim and grapes, yenos, shranim, slasos, wine, oil, and flour, v'ataros, shibalim, you put on all these beautiful decorations of the sukkah, you can't get any hana'a, you can't get benefit from all your decorations until after Sukkos. But what do you see? The Brisa adds you can make a condition on it. So now we're asking the other way. We have a Brisa that says you can make a condition on the decorations of your sukkah. So the Gemara answers there's a big difference between the decorations and between the actual sukkah. When it comes to decorations, that's not part of the ikar sukkah. So you could say, I want to eat those grapes on Sukkos. I want to eat those peaches on Sukkos. That's fine. You could say that. You could say, I don't separate from them all of bein hashmashes. So kedusha is not chal on it. But the walls of the sukkah itself, that's mikudis katsoi. Once that's huksal mitzvaso at bein hashmashos, then it is muksa. That is muksa forever, and you can't change it. Period. Tosfos here asks, it's mashma from here that the atzei sukkah are asur midrabanan mishum muksa. Sounds like the structure of the muksa, the sukkah is asur mishum muksa. So he asks, but if we had a mesecha Shabbos, that it sounds like it's based on a pasuk. Machag Lashem of Sukkah Lashem. So which is it? Is the Sukkah Muksa de Oraisa, based on a Pasuk, or only Muksa Midrabanan, Huksa Li'isura? So there are a number of answers given in the Rishonim. Tosfos here has two answers. Maybe you'll be Machalik between the minimum part of a Sukkah, meaning the walls, two and a little bit, versus the rest of the Sukkah. That's one answer Tosfos gives. Or a second answer, maybe when it's standing, it's Asa de Oraisa, but when the Sukkah falls down, it's not a Sukkah anymore, but it's still Asa Misha Muksa Midrabanan. The Rosh here has another answer. This we mentioned in the Mesecha Sukkah, and that is mechalik between the schach and the walls. The schach, which is the ikar part of the schucha, is asa daraisa. But the walls are not. The walls are only asa midrabanan. The Rambam, if you remember, argued. The Rambam says even the walls is asa daraisa. But that's 2 days in Tosfos, and that's one answer of the Rosh here that between the schach and the walls. Let's just finish up, and then I have one other thing to say. Umayshna. Alright, so we're saying here that you can make a tznai. Umayshna meha, but you can make a tznai on the decorations, but you cannot make a tznai on the walls. Umayshna meha de itmar. What's the difference between a sukkah and the following case of esrog? De itmar hifresh shiva esrog on the shivas hayamim. Let's say you went, right, you wanted to give Stewie a good day, so you went and bought 7 esrogim. 7 esrogim, one for each day of Sukkos. Amazing, right? So are you allowed to do that? So Amar Rav, yeah, you want to have a certain, you know when it's new to you, you're excited about it. So you want a new esrog every day. So you take you buy one esrog per day of Sukkos. So Amar Rav, kolachas v'achas yozim avochel l'altar. Rav says, you know what you're allowed to do? You're allowed to use one per day, then right after you use it, you can eat it. V'ravasi Amar kolachas yozim avochel l'machar. Ravasi says, not that day, but either the next day. You can eat it the next day, because it's huksa at least for that day. But either way, what do you see from these cases? You see that it's not muksa for all 7 days, according to everybody. So what's the difference between the Esro case and the Sukkah case? So Gemara answers, Hasam de mifsiki leilos mi biyamim kol chad v'chad yoma mitzvah ba'afi nafshe. Who? When it comes to lulav and Esrog, the mitzvah is only by day and not by night. That's a reflection that each day is a separate mitzvah. Separate mitzvah of lulav and Esrog. So that's why you can be mechalik between, you can say use one Esrog for one day. It's not one long day and therefore it's usher, mikudis katsoi, deva stops. At night time, you know, it's not a mitzvah, so therefore it doesn't have to be usher anymore. Hachad lo mifsiki, leilos miyamim, kulu yomai, kechad yomai richta dami. But by sukkah where there's no break, so that's a reflection that it's really one long zman ha-mitzvah, and therefore, once you say it's usher at the first bein hashmashos, it's usher throughout the entire time. Yeah?
The reverse in Chanukah
was only at night. Well, yeah, not by day. Yeah. Okay, just 2 points before we finish up. There's a discussion in the Achronim. Rabbi Chanan here quotes it. That he says, what do you see from this whole Gemara? That it's a sukkah is usher bahana. So that's bahana. You can't get any hana other than fulfilling the mitzvah. So he says, what about though, The Rama quotes that if it starts raining in the sukkah, what happens? You have to go into your house, because if you don't go into your house, you're nikra hevyot, the Rama says. Right? Consider a hevyot if you sit in the sukkah when it's raining. Ask Rabbi Chanan, quoting from other Achronim, forget the issue of nikra hevyot. If you sit in the sukkah when it's raining, then you're getting benefit from your sukkah, because it's stopping the rain from falling on your head. So isn't that an isser? It's hoksa l'mitzvaso. And you're not doing the mitzvah now. There's no more mitzvah. There's no more mitzvah of sitting in your sukkah. Right? It's yardu g'shamim, you're patur min ha-sukkah. So shouldn't you have to leave? Not just nikra hedyot, you should have to leave. So says Rabbi Chanan, no. What's the answer? When it's raining, it's not a sukkah anymore. There's hafkas shem sukkah. It's not just that there's a p'tur. But says Rabbi Chanan, no. V'efshad b'shar she'in sukkah ru'ilu mitzvasa like a b'knusha. It's no longer a sukkah, it's no longer a knusha. So that's Rabbi Chanan that, shouldn't you have to leave because it's huksa? So Rabbi Chanan says, no, because it's not a sukkah anymore. Just end with one dvar agada. Yeah? Then you can hana from the rain from the sukkah, right? So when it's raining, you might be able to get hana from it, at least, right? So that's a big chiddush. Then you might have to say, you know, can you even take off and eat the decorations when it's raining? That's a big chiddush. It's a big chiddush to say that, but at least that's what. If you can ask me the kasha, I'll give you this answer. He says. Just one other. We'll end with the Margalis Hashas. I just got this last week. Because I know we had it on Mesachim. Mamzakas Beitza. He says, why is it? He quotes here from the Ben Chazalazar also, the Munkasher. He quotes here, he says, every mitzvah we know, there's a mitzvah of Hidr mitzvah. Zekilim Yadei, you beautify your mitzvah. Why is it that the decorations of the sukkah, we make such a big deal about it? The Gemara lists off 42 different types of decorations. The afarsukim and the goes, and just say, beautify your sukkah. They go through the whole list, like emphasizing all the different decorations of the sukkah, and we try to decorate it. What's the emphasis? So he said, he quotes from the Al-Sheikh. Quotes from the Al-Sheikh, that what sukkahs comes right after Yom Kippur. Yom Kippur was the mechila for the Egel. What happened right after we performed the Egel? We lost our crowns. Right? It says the end of Parshat Kisi. So we lost our crowns. Rather, we got when we said Nasa Nishma, we lost the crowns. The crowns and the beauty on top of us were taken off by the Chet Egel. Yadua, Hadeska Batarvi, Snasu Mane Israel, Edya Meharchore, Vahusru Hakishutim, Mikras Israel. The beauty on top of us was taken off by the Egel. So Yom Kippur, we had Mechilo. Yom Kippur, we had Mechilo from the Egel. And we got our crowns back. And that's why Dafka Sukkahs, a couple days later, we Dafka beautify the crowns, the tops of our Sukkah, with decorations. He says, to symbolize that we got our kishut back, so too we're makashit our sukkah in order to remember that we got our aids back a few days earlier on Yom Kippur. Remember what the Gra said. The Gra said that the sukkahs was the day that the Ani Akavet came back. If you work out the math, right? Not only we got mechila, but Ani Akavet came back on the first day of sukkahs. So that's the day that we decorate our sukkah. Okay, we'll stop here. Tomorrow we continue with the malach of Ma'amer. Tomorrow is Ma'amer. Well, maybe crowns on the sukkah. Yeah, right? People put crowns on the sukkah. Yeah. Right. Bubba, yeah. Right. Uh-huh, okay. Good.
Here it sounds like Rabbi Shimon.